The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
We have the Shemaya with Hashem who watches over us always. Shalom Avrocha, I am slightly late today. I just, after davening, I had braces of twins of the Sofer family. I think it's a big Siyatish minus also that we have a Ratzon to be Misfazik together, because both of those Misada, that whatever we're doing, we're able to have time to continue this year. So this was a bridge for one baby, and then we had to take a break and another baby, and it finished exactly, the second one exactly on time. We have to start this year. For all of us that are not yet aware, we have another big Siyat Shemai with Zechatu, a Shidduch of our daughter Chani, wonderful Bocher. His name is Yair Zinder, learning Yeshiva's Chevron from Bnei Brak. There's something beautiful about the Shidduch. I remember many years ago, for example, after World War II, I davened in a certain shul. And the Rav was from Poland, and the Rebbetzin was from Hungary. And I knew another place, the Rosh Hashiva was from Litva, and his wife was from Hungary. Completely different nationalities, different backgrounds, Litvish or Hasidish, was a pshat. A pshat is that after the war, there were very few people that were in that position that were Big Yir Shemayim, they want to have a married Tamid HaChomim. Bechlal, there were some people, Chomon Lutzlan, so many fun people around. So everybody, as long as we have the general idea of both want to grow in the Avodas Hashem, be Yir Shemayim, Limud HaTorah and everything, so it didn't make a difference about the backgrounds, because their common denominator was thing that was the only thing that was important. I know one of the Rashidas I'm close with, he's also a real Israeli Yerushalmi. And he married, maybe 50 years ago, he married his wife, a real American. And Baruch Hashem, they're happily married. As time went on, and the tzibur got bigger and bigger and bigger, so everybody got looking for more, closer and closer. It has to be like the exact same thing. If I'm an American from Chicago, you have to look for somebody from Chicago. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but everybody has their signon and their style and everything else. And that's indeed down, we all know that the only thing that's important is Yir Shemayim, Midas Tovus,
Kol HaLashon,
and aspirations to build a family and bring Nachas Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember, someone told me a joke once about Shidduchim. He said, everyone knows the most important thing is Yir Shemayim, and together with that, Midas Tovus, and after that is Yichus, and after that is the money. But when it comes to have to give up on something, make a compromise, for some reason the compromise is all the other way around. The first thing to compromise on the things that are most important, and later for those things. It's a joke, because it's not really true. Most people have it right, but the idea is this. So, a beautiful thing that, even though we aren't Americans, really, we're still living here in Israel, and brought up in Israel, Baruch Hashem, the common denominator between my wonderful daughter and the Chosin is this point, that they're both Bnei Aliyah. Wonderful, wonderful people, have great aspirations, and Yir Shemayim, and Midas Tovus, and care about each other. And that's what it's all about. That's what life is all about. And that's what we're talking about. Bitochen. Bitochen means I'm living in Hashem's world. Hashem's world is the world of Olam Chesed Yibonah. The world is full of Chesed, and only Chesed. And even Midas Adin here is only a way to get us to be Zeicher, to have the even bigger Chesed and a greater Chesed. Somebody told me once, and I see it in my own life, and everybody sees it, but sometimes things suddenly take a turn for the worse. It's just a test from Hashem to make us worthy of getting a much bigger bracha, bigger Siyat HaShemayah, the fact that we stay steadfast with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes it takes a short period of time, sometimes a longer period of time, and that's what the whole world is about right now. We're living in a world now that's being tested by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Things are more complicated. and people are getting sick, people have parnasa problems, and all kind of other complications. But it's all a test from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wants to give us a tremendous chuyos to show him, I went through this thing, and I saved with Hashem, I knew it was all from Hashem, guided by him, to make me stronger. And it's, by the way, it's an important thing, I'm talking about it, and I'm going to talk about it more, because I'm becoming more and more aware that there's a lot of dangers going on aside from the machal itself. The fact that we're at home so much, and the computer is more available, unfortunately there are many people that are falling to a state of overusing and misusing and whatever else it may be. Shvizeichu demet to realize it's not wait time to run away from things. Run towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu and give him nachas ruach that we got the message, we know the Toyoseinu, Mechazik our families, Mechazik everybody, and yes Hashem, to all see tremendous Yeshuas, Nechomas, ideas go to him heavy, man.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.